In March, graduate employees at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign cemented a historical wage increase with a new contract. Illinois Student Newsroom's Julia Yuman has more.
On a rainy Friday evening, members of the Graduate Employees Organization chanted, "This is what community looks like," after their 26th and final bargaining session came to a close. After nearly a year of back and forth with the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, they were able to secure a new contract that includes higher wages, more comprehensive health care, and various fee waivers. The contract passed with 98% approval from membership on March 28th. Major changes include a 25% increase of minimum wage over the next 4 years, including retroactive payment for 2022. According to the GEO, this is the highest wage increase for graduate employees at the university ever. Carla Sanabria Vayas is the co-president of the GEO and has been a master's student at the university since 2019. She says that the last year of negotiations taught her that community is the most foundational part of organizing.
When you have a community of people that not only shows you that we are powerful and they fear our power, but most importantly shows you that even though it may be very fearful to stand up for myself and my employer, the most beautiful thing is that you're not going to do it alone.
Sanabria Vayas says more than 150 graduate employees from every department showed up at the last bargaining session in support of the GEO. Addie Connor is a board member of the university's chapter of the Young Democratic Socialists of America and has frequently collaborated with the GEO. She says she's worked alongside graduate employees at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts for the past 2 years.
They're married, they have kids, they have things that they need to take care of, so they need like good health insurance, they need child care, they need enough money to pay for family expenses, stuff like that.
Christine Riordan is an assistant professor at the university's School of Labor and Employment Relations. Over the last 20 years, she says the National Labor Relations Board has waffled about whether graduate workers should be considered employees or students. She says their legal classification as employees grants them greater negotiating power.
Things like pay, like benefits, the number of hours they can work, those are all important things for grad students to be able to have input into. And the right to do so has not always been protected by the law.
But not all graduate students are pro-union. Bhavika Kagarthi, a bioengineering master's student at the university, is one of those student workers. She says she doesn't feel the union fully represents her needs, and it's not worth the membership fee. Moreover, she says she's always felt fairly compensated.
At least in the bioe department, I feel like it's very equivalent how much time it takes to have a part-time job. Most of us TAs don't ever work more than 10 hours a week, and our professors are like extremely flexible.
The new contract is in effect until 2026. In addition to higher wages, other major changes include increased paid parental leave time and greater health care coverage for dependents. University spokesperson Robin Kaler said in an email the university is proud of the agreement they've been able to reach with the union. Sanabria Vayas, the union's co-president, says she's happy with the agreement too, but that there's always going to be room for improvement. I'm Julia Yuman, Illinois Student Newsroom.